A people's language defines who they are, says Alan Hayton, the program director for the Doyon Foundation's Language Revitalization Program.
There's a lot to the language besides just verbs and the nouns and adjectives. It's identity, it's connection, it's culture. It really ties us all together to our ancestors, to our land, to our people.
There are 9 Athabaskan languages spoken in the Doyon region, the giant chunk of land between the Alaska Range and the Brooks Range. Hayton says they were developed by peoples in close connection to the land, and some of those languages are now critically endangered. Doyon Limited, the for-profit Alaska Native Regional Corporation, established the language program in 2012 as a response to shareholder requests. Doyon Foundation is the charitable nonprofit and now manages the language revitalization program and a grant program. Last year, the foundation awarded 9 grants totaling $50,000 in Fairbanks and in Tetlin, Tanana, Nulato, Minto, Koyukuk, and Grayling. Hayton says the grantees have been doing important work.
Northway has been building a language app. Nulato this last year has been converting some historical archival education materials into their dialect.
The foundation's language revitalization efforts are working with groups in Canada, the Lower 48, and UAF's Alaska Native Language Center to learn the best approach to language learning and preservation. The program has hosted language gatherings, workshops, and what linguists call language nests, immersion exercises that teach children to become fluent speakers. Last summer, the program launched an online language lessons project. Hayton grew up in Arctic Village, but learned greater facility with English than Gwich'in. As an adult, he's worked to keep fluency in Gwich'in. He has overseen the Doyon Foundation's language revitalization program in Fairbanks for about 5 years. He says it takes dedication.
Feels like a daily uphill battle. Still, you know, I don't think we're at a point where we can say, yes, the languages have been revitalized and they're safe, but it's a lifetime's commitment.
That's where the foundation's grant program can help. Foundation Executive Director Doris Miller says the language revitalization program is not intended to replace any current efforts of tribes or organizations across the state, but rather to collaborate with and bring them together.
If we can support grassroots efforts out in the tribes to revitalize languages, then we can drop the mic after that.
A grant application packet with details and instructions is available on the Doyon Foundation website, doyonfoundation.com. The application deadline is April 3rd. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.